the leket. So Rashi says the yimav osher, even in the case where the father is considered an osher, where he has a half of the share in the produce, still ha ben oni. The ben though is called an oni. V'zeich liatzmai. And when he picks up the leket, he has a right to keep it for himself. So the Chur, you see, according to Rabbi Yossi, that when the son picks up the leket, he keeps it for himself. So and the Gemara says now that the Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel himself paskins like Rabbi Yossi. So Chur comes out, according to Shmuel, that a ben has a schus liatzmai. So therefore the Gemara says, if you're going to tell me that cotton is leis chilun ashei, a cotton has a right to keep it for himself when he picks up something. He has a schus in himself. If so, it's very good here. Because kikom malakit lanafshei hu malakit. When the son of this poil picks up the leket, he's picking it up for himself. And he's zeichun the leket for himself. And he's an oni. The son doesn't have any money. Therefore, he has a right to take this leket. Even though now he's going to go and give it to his father. But as considered, the Gemara says, V'yavua, the father, minei kozochi. The father is receiving it from the son. Then everything is good. But Eli, but if you want to tell me that Shmuel holds, not like we said before, that cotton less leis chilun ashei, that a cotton can be zeicher for himself, if so, ki komalaket, when the son picks up this leket, liavua komalaket, he's picking it up for his father. If so, the question is, avua asheru. If so, the father in this case now is saying the father's an asher, the father has hair for the produce, so the father's an usher. If so, how could Shmuel Paschal and Rabbi Yossi that says, Amai, Ishto Yubnoi Malaket Achrov? How come does Shmuel Paschal and Rabbi Yossi that the son and the wife are still allowed to collect the leket? Since the son is only picking it up for the father, and the father's an usher, it shouldn't be good. So, since Shmuel Paschal and Rabbi Yossi, we see not like Shmuel said before, we see the Ben has a schus liyatzmai. So, Mar says true. I'll tell you, Shmuel, time of the Tana Didan, comma. Shmuel's only saying Pshat and our Tana Tana Bal Mishnah. But Veleloi Sriulei, Enachnami, Shmuel himself does not pass like the Tana Bal Mishnah. But rather, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi that a Ben has a Schus, Liatzmai.
Not like the Tana Bal Mishnah, in other words, according to Shmuel, if a son finds a Mitzuyah, he keeps it. Now the Gemara's question is this true? The Sofer Rabbi Yossi Kotan Isle Tchim and Yiraisi, is it true what you're saying that Rabbi Yossi could hold the Shita that a Kotan, if he picks up something, he's Zochim and Yiraisi, owns it? For your Tanan, we learned like this, a Mishnah in Gittin that says, Mitzias Cherishait of a Kotan, Yeshbe Mishum Gezel, Mifneidaki Sholem. If somebody steals a Mitzia that a Cherishait of a Kotan picked up, there's only an Issa Midrabana like Mifneidaki Sholem. In other words, because the cotton doesn't have any das, so his kinyan is not called a kinyan, so really he doesn't own the mitziyah. That's only if Meidak Hashem shouldn't come to fight, that the Rabbanan said, don't take it away from the Cherishait of the cotton. On this, Rabbi Yossi says, Gezel Gomer, that no, there's a real list of Gezel. So Pasha would be very good. Rabbi Yossi owns that a cotton is Chilo Nashay, therefore Taker is Kono, and it's his, therefore if someone takes it away, he's over Nisik Zelim with the Raisa. But the Yomar Rav Chizda said that even according to Rabbi Yossi, all Rabbi Yossi meant to say was, Gezel Goma Midivrehim. He also means it's only Midirabonin. Just he doesn't say a Lashon of Darkei Shalom, but he says a stronger Lashon that Gezel Goma Midivrehim. What's the difference? The Gemara says, Nafkamina Lohitziya Bidayonim. The Nafkamina is, can you take it out Bidayonim? If you hold it only Darkei Shalom, you can't take it out Bidayonim. Midlu Yitzuya, somebody took it away from the Cherishait for cotton, Bezdin will not take it away from that person. But according to Rabbi Yossi, since the old is called the Gezel Gomer Midivrayim, that means Midirabonim would look as if the cotton really has a Schia, Midirabonim, and therefore somebody takes it away, the Rabbonim will take it away from that person. But our co-opponent, we see even according to Rabbi Yossi, a cotton does not have Schia, Midiraisa. So even if Shmuel passes to Rabbi Yossi, the Chur is still the Pshana Mishnah is the way we said, so the cotton's Mitzia goes to the father. But if so, now we have a kasha by leket. How come Rabbi Yossi says that the cotton is allowed to collect the leket if the father is an usher? Since the cotton's picking it up for the father, so the chur should be in this gezel. He's taking it away from the aniyim. So Gemara says like this. Elo Omer Abaye says like this. Pshan Rabbi Yossi, why he says the son of this poyel, since the son's an oni, even though the father's an usher, the son has a right to collect the leket. Elo Omer Abaye, I tell you, so kemisha holchubo nimoshes. We consider this field now as if all the aniyim pass by. That there's such a loch in the Mishnah in Teyah that says that when the aniyim, like one ani after a second ani, go through the field, then it's a svarah to say that all the other aniyim are already miyayish. They give up hope of getting any leket because they feel these first two aniyim took it already. So therefore whatever's left over, anybody's come and take it. See here also, the aniyim gufayu mischadatayu. The other aniyim give up hope of getting the leket from this field. Because sabri, they all think like this. Parei deheich malaktilei. They all think, listen, we know there's a worker working on the field. And even though the worker is called an usher, but we know he has kids. He has young kids. And we know that these young kids are going to go and collect the leket. So therefore, all the other aniyim are miyayish right away. So therefore, it's not called gezer when the son picks it up. Even though Rabbi Yossi holds a midiraisa, a son does not have a schili atzmai, it's not called like he's picking it up for himself. He's only picking it up for his father. And his father is an usher. So then the kasher is, how could we let this happen? I just miss a gezel. You're taking away leka that belongs to the aniyim, and you're giving it to an usher. The Torah says, no, here, all the aniyim are miyayish. They all give up hope. They feel it's not for them anyway. They feel like, for sure, that son's going to take it. Like, they don't know the halacha he's not supposed to. But they feel l'maisa, though he's going to take it. So therefore, they're all miyayish. Therefore, we let the son pick it up and give it to his father. Even though midiraisa, the son has no schili atzmai, even though really he's picked it up only for his father, but still here, this leket is mutter, because this leket remains like hefka.
Now the Gemara has a question still. Omale Ravada Bamasna Labaya. So Ravada Bamasna is the kasha to Rabaya. Vechimuta liyodon laharbit sari b'toich sadeyu. Is a person allowed to, like, put a lion in his field? Kedeshiyur aniyim. In order that the aniyim should be afraid to come into the field, the yivrochu, and they run away. In other words, how could the father of the poyo, like, how could the poyo let his son collect aniyim? Or how are you allowed to have such a person work on your field? Like, lamaisa, the father of this poyo is an usher. You're saying what, that his son is going to come down and take their leket, therefore all the aniyim are miyayish. But why? The din should have been, there should be an issa that the son is not allowed to come down to the field. Because he's not allowed to. And therefore, the aniyim will not be miyayish. So you can't tell me we let the son go down because, since we're not going to stop him, therefore the aniyim will be miyayish. But we shouldn't allow this. It's like putting a lion in your field and stopping all the aniyim from coming down and saying they'll be miyayish. Rather, we should have said, Allah is that the son is not allowed to collect the leket. And therefore the aniyim will not be miyayish. Therefore the aniyim will come down to take the leket. So that can't be pshat Rabbi Yossi. Therefore the Gemara says, Elohim, my Rava says like this better, that I'll tell you, Osui, they made over here in Lutakonim and Rabbonim, She'enoi Zoicha Kizoicha. Even though true that Midiraisa Kotam does not have a Schiel Yatzmai. Midiraisa, when he picks up the leket, it's not for himself, it goes to his father. But here the Rabbonim made a special Takonim with Rabbonim here, that when he picks up this Mitzvah, he picks up the leket, it stays by him. Therefore the Kotam is allowed to pick up this leket. And my time, what's the reason? Why did they make a special tikkun al dafka over here? Even though all over a cotton is not zoicha in the mitzvah, how come over here they made a special tikkun in this leket? So the Gemara says, because I'll tell you, aniyim gufayu nichalu. The aniyim themselves are very happy with such a tikkun. Ki hechi tichi agru luditu. Because the aniyim feel, when they get hired for a job, milkat benayu basrayu. They also would like their children to be able to collect the leket after them. Therefore, every oni is nicha with such a takona that a workman has the right to let his own son go and collect the leket. So therefore, even though usually a katan doesn't have schi liatzmai, but over here in such a case, the katan has the right to be zeicha liatzmai. So far we're coming out, Shana, our mission is the way Shmuel says, that our mission holds that a katan does not have a schi liatzmai. Therefore, when a cotton picks up a mitziah, he automatically gives it over to his father as the pshatis, because he doesn't have it himself, he doesn't own it himself. Therefore, giving it over to his father keeps the mitziah. Now the Gemara says, you should know, a pligi the Rabbi Chiya Barabba. Like this pshat argues on Rabbi Chiya Barabba. The Yom Rabbi Chiya Barabba, Rabbi Chiya Barabba learns the whole different pshat in our Mishnah. He learned over the Omer Rabbi Yechon, the name of Rabbi Yechon, he learned that loy gadol gadol mamish. When our Mishnah says an older son, it doesn't mean older in years, that he's over by mitzvah. For loy katan katan mamish. When the Mishnah says a younger son, it does not mean he's under by mitzvah. It doesn't mean age-wise. Ela rather means like this. Godol v'samach al shulchan aviv zehu katan. You know what the Mishnah means a katan is? A katan, he could be 20 years old, 20 years old also. As long as you're relying on the table of your father, you're eating by your father's house, so therefore there's a new svarim mishum eva, that we don't want the father to get angry at you, that's Rabbana Meretakana, that the mitzias, that the son picks up, automatically goes to the father. As long as the son is being samech al shulchan aviv, there's such a takana mishum eva that the mitzias, whatever they find, goes to the father.
Now, Katan, what about even if the kid's on the bar mitzvah? But v'einoi samech hashukhan aviv, he does not rely on his father's table. He has his own means of panos, he takes care of himself. Then zel gadol, that's considered a gadol, and the rabbanon did not make any special takana by such a person. Therefore, the son has a right to keep the mitzvah by himself.
So really, it could be even though midiraisa maybe Katan doesn't have his chili atzmai, but I call upon him the rabbanon he does have though. Midrabbanon mishim gadol, midrabbanon he has a kinyan. Therefore, if his son picks up the mitzvah, he has the right to keep it for himself. Our Mishnah is only saying a lutakona that if the son is saying the hashochen aviv, therefore mishum eva, the rabbanon on the sack, and the mitzvah goes to the father. Now, however, the same thing by ishtoi also. When your wife picks up a mitzvah, it's also the same takona. Mishum eva, the rabbanon wanted that when the wife picks up a mitzvah, it goes back to the husband. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says that mitzvah is avdoi v'shivchoso yivrim. Harehu shalatman, that they keep it themselves. If you have an eved ivri and he finds a mitzvah, he has the right to keep it for himself. So more is the question, am I, why lo yeyel poyel, he should only be like a worker. Batani, we learned before mitzvah poyel liatzmai, if a worker finds something when he's working for the master, he has the right to keep it for himself. Now b'med devar mamurim, when was this said? Bizman sham aloy nachesh imay hayom, I want you to do work of pruning the fields for me, or else edirim my hayim, I want you to plow the field for me. So I tell you exact work to do, so that's work you're doing for me. But when you have a break and you pick up a mitzvah, you have a right to keep the mitzvah for yourself. Avol omaloy, but let's say the Baal HaBos hires a workman and tells him, aseimi melach hayim, I want you to work for me today. So any type of work you do today is all being done for me. So then mitzvah sal Baal HaBos, like when you pick up the mitzvah, it's also considered that you're a poyel, you're working for me. So we said before, yad poyel ki yad Baal HaBos dami, therefore the Baal HaBos keeps it. So if so, we have an eved ivri also has to work for you, do any type of work for you. So when he picks up the mitzvah, it should also be considered like that's a work for the Baal HaBos, for the master, for the Yodan, and therefore the Yodan should get the mitzvah. How come our Mishnah says that the mitzvah of an eved ivri is a rei eli atzmai? Why do they have a right to keep it? The chur the din should be, should have to give it back to the Yodan. So Mora says, Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hocho bi yeved, noikev magol yisaskinon. We're talking about over here that you have an eved ivri that's like cleaning pearls. Noikev magolius, Caesar, or else Caesar cutting the diamonds. Shein Rabbi Roitzel Ishnoisim Lomloch Acheres. The master does not want him to stop this work and do something else. So therefore, any other work that he does, it's not called he's working for the Baal HaBos. Therefore, if he stops his work of cutting the diamonds and he picks up a mitzvah, when he's picking up the mitzvah, he's not working now for the Baal HaBos. So true, maybe he has to deduct this Char B'Teilo that he stopped working. But I call upon him, the work he's doing is not for the Baal HaBos. Therefore, the Mishnah says he has the right to keep the mitzvah for himself. A regular poyel or a regular eved, any work he does is doing for you. But here, if you have a special eved that's doing special work, you only want him to do that work. So it's like you told him, like edrimi or nachashimi, so he's only working when he does that. Here, he's doing a different type of a work by picking up a mitzvah that's not for the yodon. That's where here, in this case, the Mishnah says, harei elu shalai. All right, turn over. Then he wants to deliver to it. Rav Amarava says, we're talking about that when he's doing the work, he's picking up a mitzvah. So in other words, he doesn't have to stop doing work to pick up this mitzvah. So he's doing work for the Baal HaBos, true. Now that he picks up the mitzvah, like on one hand he's doing work for the Baal HaBos. The second hand is empty. So that second hand he's picking up the mitzvah for himself. That's not called he's working with the Baal HaBos. Rashi says, like he's not working for the Baal HaBos. He didn't stop doing work at all. Therefore, whatever he's done is being done for himself. Therefore, the Mishnah says, "Harei elu liatzmai." Rav Papa says, "Kagoyin she'sokroi lilkait mitzias." We're talking about now that you hired him to collect mitzias. So Rashi says, "Hodetanya poyo mitzias Baal HaBos." Rav Papa learns that we said before that if you have a workman, when he picks up the mitzias, he goes to the Baal HaBos. That's only when you hired the poyo to pick up mitzias. So there, any type of mitzvah he picks up is always called he's doing it for you. But here we have a stam eved ivri that has work to do, so he's doing the work for you, but if he stops and picks up a mitzvah, that's not called being done for you, that he has the right to keep for himself. Now the Hefi Dami, where's the case that a person hires a worker just to collect the mitzvah, that really have so many mitzvahs, to hire somebody to collect, comes up once in a while. So one says, no, the case is,
the Akfe Agma Vechavri, that the bank that said the river overflowed, and there's a tremendous amount of fish that went on the dry land, and now when the water went back into the river, all the fish stayed above, stayed on top. So there were a lot of mitzvahs, a lot of fish there to collect. So he hired somebody to work for him to collect the mitzvah, to collect the fish. So therefore he's hired to collect things for him. So therefore even if he collects now something else, that's all part of what he's hired for. Therefore, Yad Poyok Yad Balabais. That's who he's working for, the Balabas. Ben Achnami, in the case where the owner did not hire him, but after the pick up mitzvahs, then he has the right to keep it for himself. That's Drana Mishnah.
Now the Gemara says, "Hi Shivcha Hechidami." What type of a shivcha are we talking about over here? E the IC Shtei Cyrus, if she already brought Shtei Cyrus, this Amari, in other words, this young Jewish girl, if she has already Shtei Cyrus, that she's an Amari, if so, my boy Gade, what is she doing being Amari? We know that she goes out free with Simon. V the Loy IC Shtei Cyrus, if she's a Ketana, before she has Shtei Cyrus, so it depends. E Sili Yavish, she still has a father, the father's alive, if so, the Abu Hevi. Then the Mitzia that she finds, she goes to the father. Why do we say here by Omavriya? The Mitzia goes to the other, and she goes to the father. The father has the schus in her. V, the lesser Liyav, if the father is not alive anymore, if so, Tepuk, the Misa Sav, then an Omavriya goes out free when her father dies. The Omer Shlokesh, Gosh Shlokesh says, Omavriya, a Jewish maid, Kona Atzma, the Misa Sav. When her father dies, she goes free. She leaves the nest, she goes out free. That's what Shlokas is Chiddush. That Omar Vriya Konat from Misa Sav Mirshus Odin Nikal V'Chaimer to Kal V'Chaimer. And Rashi brings down the Kal V'Chaimer is Masi Monim Shein Mitzi Mirshus Sav. Just like when she has Simonim, that doesn't take her out of her father's Mirshus. And now we're still in Mirshus of her father. Still Mitzi Mirshus Odin, she goes free from the Mester. Like we learn of Yosachinam Eliyamei Bagrus and Kosar Eliyamei Naris. So now it goes out free from an Omar. If so, Misa Sav, Shemaitzi Meshu Sav, Shein Omerish Lebonov, Masha Zoxel Leiteri Lebitoi, she might see there that when the father dies, she keeps her own things, so for sure she should go out from the Nestor. So you can't say here the Omar is talking about that her father died, because she'll be freed. So how is the case? The Mishnah says that the Metzias of the Omar goes to the Nestor. So Moshe says, this is not a Kasha. For Lavi Susav Rish Lakish, didn't we already slug up Rish Lakish? We have the Kasha on his Kal V'Chaim in the Gemara and Kedushin. So good, so we don't have like Rish Lakish. So the case here is that the father died, and still she's an Omar Riyah, and therefore the Metzias go to the Master. So Moshe says, but we meant to say, like, Neymeh Mehel Namet Eva Tiyufta. From here also then there should be a Tiyufta. We should have a proof of this. So Moshe says, maybe there's no proof that we slug up Rish Lakish. Liyola, maybe the East Liyav. Maybe the father was alive. So the question is, if the father's alive, so how come the Mitzias go to the Master? My Harei Hein Shalhen. What does it mean, Harei Hein Shalhen? Liafuke the Rabba. It just means not like Rabba. The Rashi says, Lafuke Shein Shal Rabba. Ela Shalaviya. V'kori Shalhen. Mishum Diav Minekozochi. Again, Echanami. When it says in the Mishnah by a shivcha every year that the Mitzias belongs to her, it doesn't really mean Shalhen belongs to her. It just means it doesn't belong to the Master. Why? Because since she has a father, it goes to the father. It could be a Tarat Yuftan Rosh Lakish here, so we have no Kasha Rosh Lakish. I call upon him, there's two ways to learn here. Why by the shivcha does the Mitzias go to herself? So one pshat is that we're talking about that the father died already, therefore the Mitzias goes to herself. And with this pshat, it's not for Rosh Lakish. Because according to Rosh Lakish, when the father dies, she automatically goes out free. And the other pshat is no, the father did not die, the father's still alive. So the father's still alive, it's good, while she's still in Amavriya. But if so, why does the Mitzias go to herself? Does she go to the father? And Echanami, the Mitzias taka go to the father. When it says Harei Shalosh, it just means not to the Mister. Then the Mishnah says, Mitzias Ishtar, your wife's Mitzias also goes to the husband. Except when she has a get, then she keeps it. For Gemara, Girshab Shita, of course she keeps it. She's not an Eshes Ish anymore. So when it's a talk of my Askinon, the Megureshes, Venom Gureshes. She has a good get, but it's not a good get. The Yom Rav Zeh Rama Shmuel, Kamokim Shom Rechachomim. Megureshes, Venom Gureshes. Anytime you have a doubt whether the get is a good get or not, Rashi says, Kagoyin Zorak Logita. The husband threw the get to her. But Safik Karav Lo, Safik Karav Loi, Rishus Rabim. We have a doubt whether the get is closer to her, and then she would have the king in Dal Ramas Rishus Rabim, or is the get closer to him, and therefore she's not Kono. So we have a Safik if the get is a good get or not. In such a case, the law is that the Baal Chayim Zanasiha.
does mistalat tefida. Time am I now. So therefore, since it's a suffraget, the locker is does mistalat tefida. Now, time am I yomer rabbanim mitzias isha labayla. What's the reason why the rabbanim said that the mitzias of an isha, when isha finds something, she has to give it back to her husband? Ki heichid le tehev lei eva and tehev lo eva. There shouldn't be fights between them. But Hocha, in this case over here, is like Eva v'Eva. Adarava, they have fights, like he's giving her a get, he threw a get.
We're talking about...
So true, the Mishnah calls it a Megureshes. But this type of Megureshes was saying that really she's ain't a Megureshes. Because it's only a suffraget. Therefore, the Hocha is that the husband still has to feed her. So that's the Chiddush. I would have thought to say, since the husband has to feed her still, maybe there should still be the Takono, that when she finds something, she has to give it back to the husband. And that the Chiddush is no. Why did the Rabbanan always say, when Anisha finds something, she has to give it to her husband? Because we don't want there to be fights between the husband and the wife. Therefore, there's a Takono, the Mitzvah has to go back to the husband. But over here, since the husband is in the middle of giving his wife a get, we don't care if they fight. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah in such a case, where it's a suffering with the Rashid, she still has the right to keep her mitzias. Ben Achrami, in a case where she receives a good get, that's pshita, that what she picks up, what she finds, she keeps. The tradition over here is, on a suffering midrashis, also she has the right to keep the mitzias. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding daf Yud Beis and Mabeis by the Mishnah. Motzei Shtori Chayv. If somebody finds a Shtar Chayv in the street, Mishtar Chayv means it says that Ruvein owes Shimon $1,000. So it depends. Im yesh behem achrayis nechosim, if inside the shtar it's written down on achrayis, that means nechosim, that means that if the leiver doesn't have money on hand, the malva has a right to collect from the mishabodim, from the property, from the karka, that the leiver sold, that's called achrayis nechosim. If so, the locher is lo yachzer. Then you're not allowed to return it. Whoever finds the shtar cannot return it to the malva to collect. Why? Shebezdin nefroyim mehen. Because if you return it to the malva, then the malva will go to a bezdin and collect money from it. And that's not right. We'll see in the Gemara why not. But since bezdin will collect with such a shtar, therefore you're not supposed to return it back to the malva. What about ein behem achrayis nechosim? Let's say in the shtar it's not written achrayis. That means, let's say the leiva doesn't have any money, so the malva cannot go to the lekuchas, cannot collect from the property that was already sold. There's no achrayis written in the shtar. Then the locher is yachzer. Then whoever finds the shtar has the right to return it to the malva. Why? Shein bezdin ufroyim mehen, because bezdin will not use this shtar. Bezdin will not collect with such a shtar. We'll see in the Gemara why not. Diver Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir's shita. That there's a difference if it's written achrayis in the shtar, that you have a right to collect from the karka that was sold already. So then bezdin uses such a shtar, then you cannot return it. But if there's no achrayis nechosim, then you could return it. The chacham mer nechosim say though, ben kachel lo yachzer. No, even if the shtar does not have an achrayis written inside it, still you cannot return it to the malva. Mifnei she bezdin nefroyim mehen, because bezdin still uses such a shtar. True, you can't collect from achrayis maybe, but you collect from bnei chayrin. The malva will have a right to collect the money from the leiva, from the money from the property that he himself owns. Therefore, since the shtar was lost, we have a doubt that the shtar is good or not. Therefore, you do not return it to the malva. Rashi says achrayis nechosim means shibud kakoyis yigvo mehen. Is it written inside the shtar that you can collect from kakoyis that was sold already? And then yachzer. Rashi says the more will explain what the reason. So the Kitzur of Meir said there's a difference whether it's written achrayis nishtar or not, and the Chum say it doesn't make a difference. Ben kach, you can't return it, because in both cases, Bezdin will use the shtar to collect with the shtar. Now the Gemara says, B'mai Eskinen, what are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Kishachayiv Maida, if the Leiva, the shtar says again that Reuven owes Shimon $100. So Reuven is the Leiva. See if Leiva admits to the shtar that he really owes Shimon $1,000, that the shtar is a good shtar. In other words, even if in this shtar it's written achrayis nechosim that Reuven is going to have to pay back, and even if he doesn't have to pay, he'll have to, that Shimon can collect the property that Reuven owned at that time and sold in between. Still, why don't you return the shtar to the malva? Return it to Shimon. Because Reuven, the leiver, admits that he borrowed the money and that the shtar was a good shtar. So if the leiver admits that the shtar is not paid up yet, it's a good shtar, so of course we should return it to the malva. The kishen chayiv moida, but if the loiver denies the shtar, he says no, it was never a shtar, I never borrowed the money, he's not moidiv, so kiyein b'machrayis nechosim. Even if in the shtar there's no achrayis nechosim, it doesn't say you can collect from the karka that was sold, amay yavzer. Why should we return the shtar to the malva? True, the malva won't be able to collect with such a shtar from a shabodim. If the loiver doesn't have any money, he won't be able to go to the people that he sold his property to. True, because there's no achrayis in the shtar. But still, mipnei chorim migva govi. But he'll be able to collect from bnei chorim. Bnei chorim means the free property. In other words, the property that the loiver himself owns right now. If the malva has a shtar, he'll go to Bezdin, and Bezdin will make the loiver, Bezdin here will make Reuven pay either money, or else give up his property to the Yons, give back to Shimon. Says so, if the loiver denies the whole shtar, why do we return it to the malva? And the Chur, we should be afraid, maybe the shtar was paid up already. So how does Reb Meir make a difference that even if there's no achrayis nechosim, why do we return it to the malva? Let's be afraid, maybe the shtar is paid up. So Morris says, Li'olam, really the case is talking about now Mishnah Kishachayiv Moida, that the loiver admits, the loiver Shimon Reuven admits that he borrowed $1,000 and it's a good shtar. If so, why don't we return it then? Even if it has Nachrayis Nechosim in it, why don't we return the shtar? What's wrong? The loiver really owes the money. The Torah says, V'hocha hainu taima. You know what the reason over here is? The Chashinim were afraid, Shema Kosav Lilvois Benisin. Maybe the shtar was written up that like Shimon was going to lend the money in Nisan time. But for Loilova Tishrei, Lamaisa, he did not lend the money until 6 months later, until Tishrei. So in the Shtar it's written up that in Nisan, Shimon lent $1,000 to Reuven. But really what happened was, Shimon first gave the money in Tishrei. So we're afraid that the Ostei Lemitraf Lekuchais Shaloi Kedin. We're afraid now that if we're going to give it back this Shtar, that has Nachrayis Nechosim written in the Shtar. So now, in the Shtar it says that the money took place, they borrowed the money in Nisan. So it comes out now, any property that the loiver owned from Nisan onwards, if he sold it to somebody else, that property is still Meshubit for the Schaif. Really, it should not be, because really, Lamaisa, the money was first given over in Tishrei. So really, only the property that the loiver owns after Tishrei is Meshubit for the Schaif. Not the property that he sold before Tishrei. So it comes out, if Reuven sold his property before Tishrei, really that property is not Meshubah to the Chay, because the Chay first took place, the loan took place first in Tishrei. But in the Shtar it's written that the loan took place in Nisan. So then Shimon the Malva will be able to collect from that property. So that's the Chsaron. So if there's an Achrayis Nechosim written in the Shtar, we're afraid that's why we can't return such a Shtar. But if there's no Achrayis written in the Shtar, then you cannot collect from the Kuchis. You could only collect from the property the Leiv himself has right now. Then it's very good. Since the Leiv admits that he really borrowed the money, so it's a good shtar, Senechanami, the Malva, Shimon, has a right to collect money from the Leiv. Even though it was written that the loan took place in Tishrei, in Nisan, and really the loan first took place later on in Tishrei, but so what? Lemaisa, the Leiv borrowed the money, the Leiv has to pay back, and he only has to pay back from the chos and the property that he owns, so that he always